AircheckDownloads.com. American Top
40. Billboard ranks him and AT40 counts him down.
Number 34.
With his recent top five smash, here's Thomas Dolby. She blinded me with science. Thomas Dolby at number 34 in our countdown of the 40 biggest on American Top 40. She blinded me with science is this week's biggest dropper, falling from number 20 to 34. Well, now we're up to our long-distance dedication. That's the feature where people ask for a song to add a special touch to something they have to say. Here's a letter from a woman in Indiana. Dear Casey, my name is Lisa. I know you get many requests for long-distance dedications that deal with friendship, but it's rare that 11 people can have an impact on one life, my life. 6 years ago, I was a senior at a university in Indiana. This was a turning point in my life. Until that time, I was an extremely shy girl, and it was hard for me to make friends. I wasn't involved in extracurricular activities like other college kids. I was afraid. I went to class and studied constantly. I was miserable, and I didn't like myself very much. I was a good student, but I knew I was missing something. College was supposed to be the best time in one's life. It wasn't for me. I decided that in my senior year, it was time for a change. So I moved into a co-ed dorm. It was a very difficult move for me because the security I'd known for the past 3 years in an all-girl dorm was now gone. But Casey, this was the best thing I've ever done, and it's affected me to this day. I became close friends with not just one person, but with 11 wonderful people. They not only let my last year of college be the best year of my life, but they helped me to enjoy myself as a person of value and worth. I had never felt like this before. I came out of my shell that I'd been in for 21 years. Graduation came, and I was ready to begin my career as a teacher. 6 years have passed, and I'm still in contact with a few of the gang. Time has separated me from the others, but not the beautiful memories that will last me a lifetime. Casey, please dedicate "Thank You for Being a Friend" to these 11 special people from Mancall. My gang: Corrine, Tim, Steve, Randy, Greg, Jerry, Susan, Penny, Kathy, Mark, and Scott. Thank you, Lisa. Okay, Lisa, here's your long-distance dedication. From 1978, that's Andrew Gold and "Thank You for Being a Friend." A long-distance dedication from a school teacher, Lisa, in Indiana, to 11 special friends from her college days. And the countdown rolls on. Every week, American Top 40's heard in the 50 states and around the world on great radio stations like KBAR, Burley, Idaho, WHKP, Hendersonville, North Carolina, and ABS Radio, St. John's, Antigua in the West Indies. So far, we've already heard Bryan Adams with two songs in the survey. Now, here's another artist with two songs in this week's countdown. Prince. We heard him at number 36 with Little Red Corvette. Now, here he is at number 33 with 1999, Prince. I was dreaming when I wrote this. Last week, Prince debuted at number 39 on American Top 40. This week, he moves up to 33, second week on the chart, with 1999. This next hit is by an English duo who say they arrived at their name this way. Their sound combines a European synthesizer with rhythm. That's why David Stewart and Annie Lennox call themselves the Eurythmics. Their first American hit climbs five notches this week to number 32. Here's Sweet Dreams.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
Moving from 37 to 32 in our countdown of the 40 biggest hits in the USA, the first chart single by the Eurythmics, a duo out of London, Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart. Sweet dreams are made of this. This is American Top 40 in Hollywood, California, counting down the most popular songs in the USA. I'm Casey Kasem. We'll continue in a moment. 31 big hits to go on our way to the number one song in the nation.
AircheckDownloads.com.